Hi, my name is Willman, but you can call me Will. Part gearhead, part knucklehead, I've been a car guy my whole life and have experience fixing, detailing, buying, and selling cars. You could say I'm something of an expert in the automotive world. If you're a car nut like me, you've done the same. You've fixed, cleaned, bought, and sold cars before. I'll be discussing some ways our economy is tied to the automobile and how you can make a living from doing what you already love. As a car salesman turned good guy, I'll be discussing everything automotive on this podcast. History, science, technology, and business will be a large part of our discussions, and hopefully we can give some insight on what the future holds for the automobile. We'll also be speaking with some industry experts to give us their perspective on how the industry is currently changing and what to expect. I'll be offering you some practical tips to make your automotive journey behind the wheel a smooth one as well. So buckle up and shift into gear, because we're rolling out. Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to the Mr. Will Wide Podcast. This being our first episode, I won't really have much to talk about. I just wanted to kind of introduce myself and thank you for even taking the time to listen to this craziness. Wanted to talk about kind of what the channel's about, how often I'll be releasing content, and what to expect from future episodes. I have no experience making a podcast, so I appreciate you listening to my rambling and attempt at making this sort of content. So I'll try to keep this short and simple. So what's this channel about? Well, I've been in the automotive industry for over a decade now, and I started out in automotive technical school. I've worked in transmission shops, tire shops, dealerships. I've been a service advisor. I've been a center manager. I've been a service manager. I've been a used car salesman and a new car salesman. And my latest journey in the automotive world has been with tech companies working with electric vehicles, two-wheel and four-wheel commercial vehicles. So kind of got a mixed background. I've opened a couple of different businesses that haven't been successful, but I learned quite a bit from them. I had a partner who I opened up a detailing business with. So I was doing mobile detailing for a while and even rented a lot to have a detail shop out of there. So I'll kind of be talking about mostly my experience in the automotive business and kind of what I've learned over the last really almost 20 years, 10 years as a professional, 5 years in school, and another 5 years just kind of farting around and figuring things out here. So my journey really started in 2001 when I graduated high school as a young man who didn't know what he wanted to do with himself. Went to City College of San Francisco, where I met a lot of really good people, incredible teachers, and sort of kickstarted my career in the automotive world. From there, I worked at a body shop. I learned how to paint, prep cars. That didn't work out so well, so I went to go work at a transmission shop, and I was there for quite a bit. I ended up just being the R&R guy at first, but my boss liked my ability to speak to customers, so I actually started selling the work to customers and ordering parts and doing all kinds of stuff. From there, turned into being a dealership mechanic. Then I kind of went out on my own for a little while once I met my wife and got married. I decided to try to start a couple of different ventures myself, and that led to landing a job in Silicon Valley with a tech company that manufactured electric two-wheel vehicles. So that's kind of what this channel is going to be about. It's going to be a little bit about my experience in the automotive world. It's going to be a little bit about teaching people how to get into car sales, whether it's buying and selling or working at a dealership as a salesperson or owning your own dealership. I'm also going to be discussing a little bit about servicing and repairing, trying to help people save money. We'll discuss, cleaning your car. All of these things kind of tie in together. If you're the entrepreneurial type, there's absolutely a place for you in this podcast, because if you sort of have a little bit of all of these skills, you can definitely, start your own business as a dealership. From time to time, I'll be talking about the history of the automobile, the history of different auto manufacturers, and the people that changed the face of the automobile and the industry around the world, but primarily in the U.S. We'll also be talking about the future of automobiles, science and technology, and how tech companies are starting to come into the automotive world. So, you know, that'll kind of be mostly what we'll discuss. From time to time, we'll talk about news and business, you know, related to the automobile here in the U.S. and around the world. And hopefully I'll be able to get some guests on here. You know, some of my friends that are still in the automotive world, I'd love to chat with them and interview them so you guys can get a little more perspective on what it means to be a dealer technician or a salesperson or a desk manager or, somebody in the tech world that works on electrics or even finance. There's all kinds of different opportunities and careers that the automotive world has created, from parts and manufacturing to the guy that fixes the dents, to the guy that changes the oil, to the guy that sells. So that's pretty much what mostly this channel will be about. I plan on releasing episodes at first sort of on a monthly basis. I'm going to try to stay consistent with doing it once a month, just because I have two little ones at home and of course all of the other obligations that I have with my work and my family. And of course I need some time to myself to go out and, you know, ride the motorcycle from time to time. So expect, you know, episodes on a monthly basis. The next couple of episodes you're going to hear on this channel are mostly going to be just me kind of talking about the different aspects I just discussed: sales, service, detailing, news, and business. So again, thank you for listening to this. I look forward to hearing from anyone that listens to this. And hopefully you'll learn something from me and I'll learn something from you. So I'll talk to you guys next time. Thanks.